Hello, Nashville, and welcome to Business as Usual, Nashville's favorite business podcast. Today, we're with Angela Curtis, the executive director of AssistTN, the State Small Business Credit Initiative. How are you, Angela?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Doing good. And just to remind us of who we are, my name is Bailey, and I'm the adult librarian at the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager at the Goodlettsville branch.
Great. Angela, we're just going to dive in. Can you tell us about yourself and what you do at AssistTN?
Okay. So just to give you a little background again, Angela Curtis, I've spent the majority of my career in banking as a credit officer. And so I've kind of gone in and out of that. A lot of people that are in banking, they've worked in several banks in the city. So I have a pretty good connection there. But then also, I always had a dream to be an entrepreneur myself. So I graduated from college. I knew exactly what business I wanted to do, but there was no pot of money waiting on me. So I had to get out in the workforce, work for a while. But now it's become full circle because I also own a small business.
Cool.
It's been a wonderful journey, like as a credit officer, working with small businesses, helping them to become capital ready, coaching them in some way along the process. And now, you know, full circle again, looking like, wow, now I knew what I was telling them and what this meant. Things like, it'll take 5 years before you feel secure. Yeah, it took 5 years
to
secure my business. So I understand the challenges that small businesses face. And so that's why I'm excited to be involved in the Assist Tennessee Initiative. Of course, I'm serving as the executive director leading up this initiative across the state. I think it's going to be awesome. We're so excited to be on this podcast so that we can get the word out. So that is a national program. And then here in Tennessee, we're able to kind of implement the program under the branding of Fund Tennessee. Okay. So if you hear the State Small Business Credit Initiative, it's more so Fund Tennessee here in Tennessee.
Okay.
So what exactly is Assist Tennessee and how does it fit among Fund Tennessee?
Yes. So again, it's the State Small Business Credit Initiative was pretty much implemented from the U.S. Department of Treasury. Okay. And of course, it is across 50 states. And all of us are implementing them in different ways, and we collaborate across the country, but all with the same goal. So it is to help small businesses to access capital, especially those that may be in rural areas that may not have as much access to resources. And so that's a great opportunity to help them build out that foundation where they'll hopefully be successful, be able to grow, scale their business. We talk about the foundational areas of any small business are you need an attorney, you need an accountant, you need a banker. And so this program will be able to help in all those areas. So there's Fund Tennessee, and then there are three programs underneath. So there's Invest Tennessee. Invest Tennessee is to get capital, of course, but at the same time, it is a slightly different niche in that it is targeted towards early growth, fast-paced businesses. So early stage growth, we will be looking at businesses that are like in the tech industry, healthcare industry, folks that are looking for possibly venture capital, angel investors, just this fast-paced growth. So that's Invest Tennessee. And Invest Tennessee is also associated with the entrepreneurship centers across the state as well. That's a little bit more in their wheelhouse or their niche. And then the second program under Fund Tennessee is Lend Tennessee. Lend Tennessee is actually comprised of small business-friendly lenders or participant lenders. So they are CDFIs, Community Development Financial Institutions. Those are pretty cool in that some small businesses don't quite qualify for traditional banking, like a regular, you know, brick and mortar on every corner. But they have great opportunity. They have great possibility. And so they need that first step. A CDFI may have looser terms. They might have more flexibility. a tighter decision making, so you don't have to escalate this 50 levels up. So CDFIs are a great place to start. We're working with about 4 or so registered, but I will say we're not limited. Lynn, Tennessee, that portion is not limited to only CDFIs. We also, if a customer is going for a traditional, if they have a relationship with the bank, if they don't have a relationship with the bank, we can help them build that relationship. If they have a relationship with a bank, we can help them, you know, apply for that loan. One of the things people don't quite get is actually putting a loan package together. So when I was a credit officer, it was like, what is this? This is not what is needed. but it wasn't hard. People had the information. They just needed some hand holding. If you said, what are your financial statements? It's like, well, I have my tax returns. Well, I'm looking for something a little different there. I'm looking for your year-to-date, your income statement, your balance sheet. So I say all that to say that's Lynn, Tennessee, helping actually to secure any funding. And then what I am over is Assist Tennessee. So that is the third portion of the program, and that is the technical assistance arm. So with Assist Tennessee, we are helping people that want to possibly apply for a loan through Lynn Tennessee or any traditional banks. We're helping with Invest Tennessee, possibly if they need some proposals, some projections, intellectual property, any of those things, we're able to help. And one of the main ways that we're able to help with this program is that we will be able to offer free legal, free accounting, and free advisory services.
That's awesome.
Now, those are to eligible beneficiaries. And when I say that, that's primarily small businesses, right? But that is unbelievable. A lot of people talk about, oh, is there a grant? I cannot tell you how much throughout my career I've heard, oh, is there a grant? And they honestly are few and far between. There's not somebody like, here's $100,000, you know, go pursue your dreams. There might be some type of a pitch competition and you get something for $5,000. I don't know. And they are out there. But again, like I said, few and far between. So to offer somebody free legal services, free accounting services, it is unbelievable. I know, again, pulling on my own experience as a small business, in the beginning, you're like, I can't afford that. But it's necessary, but I still can't afford it. So, and then people go to a bank to apply for a loan, and they may say, okay, we need your business formation papers. And they're like, what is that? You know, what is an operating agreement? So these are just things that will be requested by lenders that folks just need some assistance. So they'll have a CPA that they can talk to help get their records in place, to help them sort through what are my numbers saying to me so that I can run my business more strategically, so or scale my business or truly understand what the gaps are, what I need to change. So that's the great thing about the financial advisory and the accounting. And then as a small business, you'll be surprised that, not really surprised, but it's probably like a lot of us don't have succession plans.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what is my exit strategy? Mm-hmm. Is it that you have somebody in your family and you can pass it down, generational entrepreneurship? Outstanding. Is it that, hey, I want to build enough equity in this business, I want to sell it and go live on the beach? Fine. But you need to have some form of plan in place.
Sure.
So that's also something that an attorney could help with. Irrevocable trust, things where, you know, you might realize, how can I limit the risk to my business, or what is the risk mitigation? And that's something that an attorney can help with. And then just financial planning. When you're a small business, it's, you don't, you could accumulate money, but it's not like your job. It's not, here's a 401k or here's a pension. So they have to also be cognizant of those things as well. And I think, or I know, that these service providers can help with that. And so while I'm on service providers, so these are what we've hired for service providers. Again, this is free to the small businesses, but we've been able to hire very reputable firms, law firms, CPA firms across the state of Tennessee, because, again, this is a statewide program. So this is not me. You're not going to come to Angela. I'm not going to. You don't want me to do that. But we do have the professionals in place. So, again, to possibly work with this great firm that might be a little bit out of your range and to really strengthen your business, we're so excited to be able to provide that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So are part of the services of AssistTN, is that like sitting down with like a CPA or a finance, like a legal advisor and all that? Is that part of the services you offer, one-on-one time?
Absolutely, yes. That's the cool thing is they can sit down. I know one of our CPA firms, they have a great intake questionnaire. And so they're just asking them a series of questions to give them an idea of how they can best assist them. So, yes, they're sitting down. They're holding hands and walking them through their financials in any way, and even to get that FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, you call people up on the phone or you see something on TV and that's your idea of having legal services or having some CPA or an accounting services. But no, this is FaceTime. So it is outstanding.
Awesome.
It is.
Especially
it is.
For free.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
For free and with top firms. And there isn't like a limit. Like you can see them one time and then you have to leave. No, they can have an ongoing relationship with them. The main thing is that we're working towards some type of quantifiable goal.
Sure.
So rather it is to get a loan or some contractors may need to increase their bonding or they may want to increase their overall license. So there are so many reasons somebody needs a big piece of equipment
yeah.
so that they can really expand their business. So there are a number of quantifiable goals that we look at. But to scale their business, we've had a couple success stories so far.
Yeah.
And they're really expanding. They were able to get funding. And this one was a little odd, and that was a couple million dollars in funding. So
Just a couple million dollars
in funding. No big deal. So we love that they get that one-on-one time. And our advisors, I've had some of the participants come back to me and say, like, oh, my gosh, it was so great. They felt like they were treated like they were somebody and not just,
awesome.
Oh, I'm just a small business, nobody cares, or I don't know how to navigate these waters. I had one walk out, and I mean, I was like, oh, how did it go? And she was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to implement this. I'm going to do that. This is a new start. I was like, whoa.
Give some guidance.
It gives some guidance.
Yeah.
It gives them much-needed guidance.
Awesome.
So it's awesome.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to Assist Tennessee, could you define very small business?
Yes. So very small business is pretty, it's a very simple definition. It's 10 employees or less.
Okay.
So that could be any number of things. I think we don't like to put a dollar limit on it because somebody could have $100,000 in sales, but 30% profitability. Somebody could have $1 million in sales and 3% profitability.
Yeah.
So it's not based on the sales, but it is based on the size or number of employees. So that includes, you know, what they call solopreneurs or, you know, the solo single entrepreneurs, sole proprietorships, family-owned businesses. Somebody that's in there grinding it out, independent contractors just doing it all themselves.
Yeah.
So it really stretches a lot of industries, a lot of demographics. So that's pretty good. And also some are what they call SETI-owned businesses, so that's socially and economically disadvantaged individual-owned business. So, again, that could have to do with your area code.
Mm-hmm.
It could have to do with kind of your background. So there are different ways to qualify for the program. But very small business, I would say, is the main qualifying factor.
Okay. I know with SBA, they have that big chart, you know, to qualify as a small business. And that chart, if y'all have never looked at it before, it's what? 70, 80, 90 pages.
It's huge.
Yes,
it is huge. It is huge.
You know, and depending on what your next code is, your industry codes,
that's right.
It's whether it's a money, you know, sort of threshold that you cross over to be a big business or it's an employee size. And so
that's exactly
that's
right, Corey.
Yeah.
Oh, you really know your stuff.
I had to look at that a few times over the past few months.
It gets very complicated.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why the U.S. Department of Treasury really just wanted to keep it simple. Very small business, 10 employees or less.
Yeah, I like your definition.
Yeah.
I like your definition.
Because it gets into too much, like you said.
Absolutely.
So. Mm-hmm.
It gets complicated quick.
It does get complicated quick, so yes.
Does AssistTN, do you all collaborate with other organizations, be it financial, government, private, whatever?
Absolutely. There is no way that we could do this alone. Our primary partner, I would say, and we have multiple, I say the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers. And one of the reasons I bring them, first of all, they're one of the co-recipients of the grant. They are the largest business outreach program and largely funded business outreach program of the Small Business Administration. Most people say SBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the main service that they provide is technical assistance. And so it seemed like perfect for this program because there are 14 centers across the state, so we can reach every county across the state is covered. They already coach businesses. They already have a lot of resources. When I say eligible beneficiaries for this program, everybody's not there yet. So we have the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers that may be able to help you if you're a little too, you know, early at pre-venture, if you need a little more help with a business plan or business projections in order to even get ready to enter the program so that it is, you know, it makes sense, that it's meaningful, that it adds value. If you don't, if you're not quite to that process, it all kind of goes over your head. So we want to make sure we get you in at the right time. So the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers are great with kind of that technical assistance to get them ready and then possibly afterwards to make sure that they have somewhere to go and a good consultant. Of course, like we also mentioned, the entrepreneurship centers across the state, again, a little bit more associated with Invest Tennessee, but there we partner with them because we support both Lend Tennessee and Invest Tennessee. So again, this could be on a different level. As I mentioned, intellectual property or these huge pitch decks that are necessary for something of that nature, a large venture like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then we partner with a lot of chamber of commerces across the state. There are a lot of small business organizations that people may not be aware of, but we partner with them when we try to get the word out. We know that it is very important to collaborate because none of us can cover everybody and everything that the small business needs. So we all work together to see how we can meet that need, help small businesses thrive. And we have a lot of partners, so I'm excited and thankful that we're all able to come together towards that common mission.
Very cool. Very cool. One question we always ask everybody, just to see what the answer is. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
The number one thing I would say is don't go it alone. You need people. I don't care if it's a mentor, if there's another small business owner, if there is like the small business development centers, a lot of the small business development centers are free. All of these other organizations are free. So you think, oh, I can't pay a consultant to help me. There are a lot of free services out there. And I say that they're paid for with your tax dollars. So you should be there taking advantage of these different offerings. So don't go it alone. Get in a peer group. I know as a small business owner, I see some of my, I call them my small business colleagues because there's no small business peers, whatever it may be. But we end up going to a lot of things together and seeing each other. Yeah. And, hey, are you going to this, you know, kind of keeping each other on the know? Or I got an email on this. Are you aware of this? So all of that, like a knowledge share, if you will, to some of the resources that are available. So I think it's so important for small businesses to get plugged in because it can be very tricky to navigate these waters, even having been a loan officer and evaluating businesses and running my own business. There's still so much left to learn. I learn something every single day. So, and you have to constantly learn in order to take it to the next level. It doesn't all have to be done at once, too. We immediately think like, oh, my gosh, I got to do all of this. And along those lines, you can't do everything. At some point, you've got to pull back and allow others to step in. I know in the beginning, that's the only way to get it going. But you've got to pull back if you really want to grow and scale your business and hire other competent people to come in and kind of take over some of the roles and responsibilities. We hold it so close to our chest. But that's also something I would say is that get to the point where you can eventually turn some of it over. What they say, working on the business instead of just not working in the business.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool. Right. Well, what's the best way we can get in touch with you or Assist Tennessee?
Yes. So we have assisttn.org. So that would be two T's. So I know sometimes, like, even I have to type, is it one T, two T? So Assist Tennessee, assisttn.org. And we also have an email info at assisttn.org. ATN.org.
Okay.
All of us have access. And when I say us, I'm the executive director. We have an associate director. We have several team members. And so we all monitor that box. So rather, people are actually applying to the program. On our webpage, we have an intake link so that you can go through and fill out this questionnaire to see if you do qualify. So if you can make it to the website, I think you'll find some good information and you can at least see if you qualify. You can take the intake questionnaire and then kind of go from there. I feel 100% confident that we can help you one way or the other. Rather, it's through the formal programming of Assist Tennessee or through the Tennessee Small Business Development Centers. Tennessee Small Business Development Centers, Entrepreneurship Centers, just so many partners that we have. So, yes, that would be the best way. Know that we will get to you. We do have some interest, but we're so excited to really, really gauge how this is received and to really, really try to get the word out.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try our best to get the word out.
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds like a lot of good stuff you've got going on there at Assist Tennessee. And thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And again, my name is Bailey.
And I'm Corey.
And we were with Angela Curtis. Thank you again so much for coming along and answering all our questions. Nashville, we'll see you next time. This is Business as Usual.